This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Celeste Headlee. Michelle Martin is away. Coming up, we'll talk more about the politics behind the abortion debate in Texas and what it might mean for national politics. That's in just a few minutes. But first, we want to talk about a development that's affecting recipients of housing assistance in Los Angeles County. The U.S. Department of Justice this week ordered L.A. County and the cities of Lancaster and Palmdale, California, to pay a total of $12.5 million in damages to residents of subsidized housing. That followed a two-year investigation by the department. That investigation found officials there had harassed and intimidated minority residents who received the federal housing subsidy known as Section 8. But the county and the two cities refused to pay. Reporter Richard Winton has been writing about this for the LA Times, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program. So, Richard, what actually prompted the Justice Department to launch this investigation?
Yeah, it was essentially complaints from the residents. It started in August 2011, the investigation, and they did an extensive polling and examination and interviewing of people in the Antelope Valley. It's an area about 70 miles north of Los Angeles in the Hialeah Valley. It's kind of separated from the rest of the region.
So it's normal for housing officials to make visits to the homes of people who receive Section 8 funding and make sure that they are abiding by the terms of their contracts in exchange for receiving public assistance. What does the Justice Department say was out of the ordinary or exceptional?
Well, to be very specific here, I mean, they allege that not only there was issues with housing, there were also issues with pedestrian and vehicle stops by deputies. They basically say there was essentially racially motivated policing, as well as how the housing was handled, and particularly harassment of Section 8 residents. For instance, an example being, typically in Section 8 inspections, one inspector would turn up and take a brief look at a house. Well, here we had examples of where there were seven or eight people or deputies accompanying the inspector at a house, and then finding other reasons to detain the resident or cite the resident for things.
And in fact, Thomas Perez, who's the U.S. Assistant Attorney General, sent a letter to the County Sheriff of Los Angeles and detailed very specific instances. What were those?
Well, the specific allegations here are pedestrian and vehicle stops that violated the Fourth Amendment, stops that appeared to be motivated by racial bias, the use of unreasonable force in violation of the Fourth Amendment, and including on people who are handcuffed. And discrimination against Antelope residents on the basis of race by making housing unavailable, altering the terms and condition of the housing, and coercing and intimidating and interfering with the housing rights.
And in fact, there was one instance in which a deputy is accused of posting a photo in a Facebook group that's called I Hate Section 8.
Yes, there was in 2010, a deputy sent to the Facebook administrator of a page called I Hate Section 8 a photo of two Hummers in a garage of a Section 8 resident. This resident apparently had allowed a friend of theirs to store some cars in their garage. Subsequently, their racial epithets were sprawled across that garage, and urine was thrown on the son of the person. Mm. And eventually, they moved out of the area. And this was one of the examples cited. Actually, it's on page 2 of the letter.
So why does L.A. County and these two cities refuse to pay the damages?
Well, their issue here is they don't say they have made some changes already since this investigation began. But their issue here is they essentially, while this is what the Justice Department is demanding, this is much of a negotiation about how they'll be overseen, how much they'll pay in compensation. These things will be negotiated, so they're not going to immediately just fork over the money.
And they also claim that they don't know. They have no access to the specific investigation itself, that the Justice Department has kept certain records closed.
I'm looking here and sitting in front of me. I have about 50-something-plus page report, which is written. However, they want to see the actual science behind the allegations there were racial stops. They want to see specifically how did they show this, what is the formula they've used. It's been very controversial for the last about 15 years about how can you find or determine that policing is motivated by race and the science of that. So they want to actually see it specifically as well. The mayor of Lancaster, who I've spoken to extensively, has cast some doubts about some of the science. For instance, he says he argues that he is not surprised that more African Americans were ticketed for jaywalking in his city. He says they are disproportionately economically disadvantaged and are more likely to be walking on streets, and a lot of these citations are issued near buses, they are much more likely, he says, to take buses. And he says he wants to actually see all the breakdown numbers before doing anything on this.
So what happens if the county and the cities refuse to pay? What comes next?
Well, if they decide not to pay, or they can't negotiate this out in some lesser form, eventually everyone will end up in court. Now, the question is, what's the next stage? They go to court, they could end up with a forced consent decree with some massive oversight of the sheriff's department and possibly a monitor. This has happened in other cities. It happened in Los Angeles. We had with the – that was negotiated, but it, essentially after what we had, the Rampart scandal, which was a police misconduct scandal, we ended up with we had a federal judge appoint a monitor, essentially, who then for the next, 6 years basically monitored everything the department did on sort of a quarterly basis, issuing giant audit reports, which is quite odorous and expensive.
I assume you mean onerous instead of odorous,
yes.
But
yes.
Richard Winton is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Thank you so much.
Thank you.